It was a long and tedious process to build the U.S. Capitol at what we know today as the White House. The hand labor, intricate carvings, and movement of materials were all time consumers. However, one of the biggest delays in getting those buildings ready for service has everything to do with the farm. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Although the nation was born in 1776, it was several years before what we call the White House was ever constructed.
The cornerstone was laid in 1792. It took 8 to 10 years, really, to build it, because the initial construction was brick that then was faced by stone.
William Bashong shares the story from the White House Historical Society.
Literally, a worker village sorts of sprouts out here on Lafayette Square. Laborers from Ireland, Scotland, African-American slaves that were in this vicinity here and working, you know, saw pits, brick kilns. They had to make the house by hand.
A diverse labor force worked on the executive mansion and the U.S. Capitol.
The labor for all of this work is going to be both African-American enslaved laborers, but also others that were living in and around the area.
It was a long process to construct the mansion, but some of the time required to build it is due to other work that needed to be done.
The interesting thing about both the Capitol and the White House when they were constructed is the labor force, once harvest seasons hit, they were gone. They were out of here. They were, you know, off to go and help with the harvest. So that's really interesting when you're reading the letters, you know, the architects like Latrobe over at the Capitol or James Hoban at the White House, and you see, you know, how difficult it was for them to keep that labor force.
Just over a decade after its completion, war arrived in the nation's capital. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McRae.